Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our previous shiur. We established the yisod that the brachos of Kriyas Shema are part and parcel of Kriyas Shema. It's not stam and brachos hamitzvahs, where the bracha is separate from the mitzvah, but rather part and parcel of mitzvahs Kriyas Shema. And therefore, even if Zman Kriyas Shema has passed, you still say Shema with the brachas in order to be the kind of the Rabbanan of saying Shema with brachas. And again, this is based on the Torah of the Navi Minsky Rebbe, whose Yahrzeit is today. Shulchan Aruch Simin Samach, Sif Bey, whose passing is the Machabel, Kol HaKriya Shema B'loi Brachas, Yatzi Dechov as Kriya Shema, B'chodim B'kriya Brachas B'loi Kriya Shema. If a person reads Shema without brachas, he's Yotzei Shema, and he reads brachos without Shema. Nearly shetov lachzor v'likros kriya Shema ima brachos. He doesn't have to read Shema, but it would appear to me that it's better to go back and read Shema with the brachos. Biur haglo, he explains, that is in order lamoid b'tfila mitoch divrei Torah, in order to stand in daven from divrei Torah. In other words, you shouldn't just go right into davening, but rather you should go into davening with Divrei Torah, and therefore, don't only repeat the brachas, don't only say the brachas, but repeat the Shema. But the chayva of Kriya Shema itself, you're already yotze, even if you didn't make the bracha at all. And the chiyuv, this is all in the gra, that the chayvas kriya shema, you're already yotze. So what's the point of saying shema again? In order, lamoid b'tfila mitoch divrei Torah. However, lefi dvareinu, what we said in the previous shir, b'shitas haramba, meikar adin, you have to read shema again. Because this is the kind of Shema with brachas. He already was Yotzei Shema. And now he has to read Shema with brachas. Now, the Gra brings a Yerushalmi as a siyua, as according to the understanding of the Beis Yosef and Simon Memvav, that it was their minhag to read Shema bizmana, and then afterwards to read Shema with the brachas after 3 hours. And in that, the Yerushalmi says that the Kriya Shema that they read afterwards is lamud b'tfila mitoch divrei Torah. And that the Yerushalmi would then be a stira to what we're saying. According to what we're saying, it's not reading Shema again, lamud b'tfila mitoch divrei Torah. You're reading Shema again because it's takana of reading Shema with the brachas. V'gam ikar shitat haRambam she'abrachot l'kriya Shema hutkenu. The shitas haRambam is that the brachas are connected to Shema. However, the Beis Yosef already writes that from the Yerushalmi, you see it's a raya for the Rashba. Because the Yerushalmi doesn't have an issue with the, it doesn't say that you're saying the Shema in order to say it with the brachas. Rather, you're saying Shema kadei lamru tefila mitoch divrei Torah. So you see that Kriya Shema, so you see that the brachas are not related to Kriya Shema. Brachas Kriya Shema aren't related to Kriya Shema like the sheet of the Rashba. However, this understanding of the Yerushalmi is just the understanding of the Beis Yosef. The Baal Amor at the beginning of Brachas understands the Yerushalmi differently. So to the Ramban in his Chiddushin, the Tanis Daf Chaf, who says that it's talking about where you read Shema Bizmana Bebirchoseha. If you already read Shema Bizmana Bebirchoseha, now you're saying Shema again in Nor Lama Bitfil Mitoch Divrei Torah. Kvar Huva calls it Besefer Pri Yitzchak, Vitzel Ablazer and Simon Aleph. So therefore, it's not Mukhruch like the Beis Yosef is learning, and we can say, like we're saying in the Shittas HaRambam, that if you read Kriya Shema Bizman, Medina, you have to go and read it again with the brachas. Why? Because the brachas relate to Shema, because there's a special din that the rabbis made that the brachas are part of Kriya Shema. According to what we're saying, we could be Miyashiv the Rishonim at the beginning of Perek HaYakore, which seemed to be very, very puzzling. And that is that it says in the Mishnah, Hayakari Batar Bigizmana Mikra Inkivin Libra Yatsa. If a person is reading the Torah, and then the time for Shema comes, if he's Machavin, for Shema is Yotze. Tosis writes, Visharmin is also Meres Brachosena Makra, Staf Bishalom Rashtam Lefenev Rashtam Lacharei Yotze. It must be that the brachas are in Ma'akev. Otherwise, what does it help? He's reading the Torah. What about his brachas kriyashma? It must be the brachas kriyashma in Ma'akev. In Torah, we'll have a parakam, a skin, and say the brachas ain't Ma'akev, the brachas Ma'akev. Aye. In the first parak, we conclude that the Seder of brachas are in Ma'akev, but the brachas are and Tosis answers what Tosis answers. But the point is, you see from here that brachas aren't ma'akev. And therefore, when you're reading Shema, and the time, if you're reading the Torah and the time for Shema comes, you could be Yotzei Shema when you're reading the Torah. As the Bach and Simon Samach, the Shagazar and Simon Chavav, Ma'inyan Zelazeh. The Mishnah is talking about the Kriya Shema itself. And that the Yerushalmi correctly proves that teaches us that brachas aren't ma'akev. Because he's reading Shema and he's not saying the brachas. It must be brachas aren't ma'akev. But the kasha that Tosis asks from the first parak, that brachas ain't ma'akev, that's some of the chi of brachas. It says brachas, say the brachas aren't ma'akev, but brachas are ma'akev. Some at the chiv of the brachas. Not kriyashma. And in that it says brachas are ma'akev each other. If you made one without the other, the bracha you made is nothing. But kriyashma yoyotze. So what are you bringing in about the whole thing about the brachas being ma'akev? Let's talk about the brachas being ma'akev, the brachas. But Kriya Shema, it's not Ma'akev. So let's toss this question about the brachas being Ma'akev. We're talking in the Gemara about Kriya Shema. And Yerushalmi is correct. By Kriya Shema, we see brachas aren't Ma'akev because he's reading the Torah and he didn't say the brachas. Shagasai is Marech L'Taretz Dibra Rishonim. The Gra, Mishnah Seliyahu, Be'emet is Doiche, L'Dvrei Me'ai Taim, and for this reason he's Doiche, what the Rishonim say. Siyam sham de la kriya shma vade eno ma'akev. For shema it's not ma'akev. Bracha is never ma'akev. Certainly kriya shma. The brachas aren't even shaykh to kriya shma, says the call. But Beis Yosef and Simit Samach, he writes, and those Rishonim, the mashim devrein de la mandam or brachas ma'akev zo zu, what did namin kar kriya shma below bir chasaf yidei kar kriya shma ki tikin alayat. In other words, according to the Gemara that brachas are ma'akev, so it's also kriya, brachas are also ma'akev kriyashma, just like they're ma'akev each other. And according to the man d'amar brachas and ma'akev suzu, if you read shema without brachas, you're yotze kriyashma. So there is a connection to kriyashma. The brachas being ma'akev each other, also they're also ma'akev. If they're ma'akev each other, ma'akev kriyashma. They're not ma'akev each other, not ma'akev kriyashma. That's the Beis Yosef. So we can explain this based on what we said, that really there are two chiyuvim in Kriyat Shema. The chayv d'oraisa isn't tala in brachas. The d'oraisa yotzei shema without brachas. The divrei sofrim is a kiyum achudish. It's a new kiyum that's called Kriyat Shema brachoseh. And in this chiyuv midivrei sofrim, the din of the brachas is kedin Kriyat Shema. And it's all one unit, like we said according to the Rambam in the previous year. So it turns out the Mandomar, Brachas Ma'akva Zu'azu, your Machaser one bracha, or all the brachas, you also not Yotze Kriyashma. Because you have a Choyva Midivrei Sofrim, Behemi Midivrei Abeseyot, Divrei Abeseyot. Right, so you're not properly Yotze Kriyashma if you don't say the brachas. If you all brachas Ma'akva Zu'azu, and you don't say Shema with the brachas, then it's also makiv the Shema. The Shema, you're not yotzei Shema properly, because that's a takanas chachamim that the brachas go with the Shema. Now, from the fact that it says in the Mishnah that if you're mechavin liba, yatza, and the Yerushalmi learns, they're yotze de kriya shma legamre, and it says in the Yerushalmi so must be. And then Tosfos said, and then the Yerushalmi says that it must be the brachas are ma'akev. And that means even midivrei sofrim, there's no din that the brachas are ma'akev b'kiyum mitzvos kriya shma. In the Torah's Pashat, it's not Ma'akiv. The Rishonim were bothered. Tanech Lamandam or Bracha Sein Ma'akiv Zu Zu. So if so, just like they're not Ma'akiv each other, Ogar Kriyash Ma'achas Min HaBrachas, and you can say that you Yotze. When you read Shema without the Brachas. But the Mandam or Ma'akvos, the Ma'akiv, that means the whole unit. Kriyishma and its brachas are ma'akev each other. So that brachas, gamitz is kriyishma the kikunim midivrei sofrim yonat yotze. That's Tosfos kasha. Tosfos kasha is that Maskina the pet, first Tosfos brings the Yerushalmi, that you don't need the brachas. And then the Tosfos says, yeah, but Maskana the Sukhi is that brachas are ma'akev zu'azu. So that means that it's all one unit. It's all one unit. And how does it work without Shema? None of the brachas are a unit with each other, they're also a unit with Shema. Because that's the mandiyama brachas ma'akev zu'azu. The brachas work together as a unit, and that also goes with Shema, because that's the Tekhanas Chachamim, the brachas together with Shema. So Tosfos Teretz is machalik between Yachid and Sibur. Sibur, the brachas are ma'akev, b'yachid, no. So biyachid brachas ain ma'akvah zu'azu, and memela when you also biyachid, if you say shema without brachas, you're also fine. Hakopana, but this havan in the Rishonim, like Tosfos, is based on our havan in the Rambam. That's all one unit, the brachas together with shema. And that's how the Rambam paskins. Therefore, when you say shema, it has to be with the brachas are there for shema. When you read it after the Zman, you read Shema with the Brachas. And if you're Mesupik, whether or not you said Shema, you say Shema with the Brachas. Because that's the Takan of Chazal, to make Shema say Shema with Brachas. However, those who hold that brachas are chiyuv bifnei atzma, not mitin kriya shma, and the Yerushalmi is very good. Because that's exactly what the Yerushalmi is telling us. The Yerushalmi is telling us that there's no, that the brachas don't go with Shema. Then we don't have a kasha. We only have a kasha. We hold that the brachas do go with Shema. And we say, hey, the brachas ma'akev zu zu. They're ma'akev each other. And memela, they're also ma'akev Shema, meaning there's a takana to say with Shema. So ma'apetam that you don't need brachas. If you hold Shema doesn't go with the brachas, then Yerushalmi is good kibshuta, you have no questions. You see here that brachas are not ma'akev, because he's reading the Torah and no brachas. So afterwards he's going to have to make a bracha because he's a chi of brachas. Mitzad the brachas, but not mitzad the Shema. Therefore he can read Shema without the brachas. And then you don't have to come on to Tosfos Teretz between Yochid and Tzibur. Teretz of Tosfos then. Only but Tzibur, the brachas are ma'akev each other, not b'Yochid. Because that's talking about the brachas being ma'akev each other. So you can say even b'yachid brachas are ma'akev each other. Not only b'tzibur. And Yerushalmi is talking about the brachas before Shema. That's a different story. The brachas aren't one unit with Shema. And that's the psak of the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch says that Safei kara kriya shma below brachas, you yotze that he says if you read shmia, that if you read in simit sabach, that if you read shma without brachas, you yotze kriya shma. Then you read the brachas without kriya shma because the brachas go without shma. They're not connected to Shema. They just, if you didn't say them with the Shema, then say them afterwards without the Shema. And the Rambam is not mechalik between Yachid and Sibur. And the Rambam paskins bistama that if you read Shema Yotze, it doesn't say no, but Tzibur, you're not, because the brachas are ma'akev. And it could very well be, because the Rambam doesn't pass like this Yerushalmi. Who says that you don't need brachas? Yotze, you do need brachas. In order to be Yotze. When it says you're Yotze, when it doesn't mention brachas in the Mishnah, because you're mitzvah matoraisa, you're yotzei doraisa, but in a chenavah, the rabbanon, you're not yotzei. You have to read it again with the brachas. See, it doesn't pass like the Yerushalmi that it's okay with the brachas. So that's stage two of our journey. And we still have much to talk about. Thank you so much for listening, and please stay tuned. Later we shall continue. Shalom, shalom.